This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
I have an actual plan for this episode.
Everything's changed.
We put the feeners out, guys.
And you guys answered in your droves.
In your droves. You got on to us.
Wait, we did get a bitch email from some German. I do want to fucking...
I do not think we need to spotlight anyone who's a bitch.
Well, not bitchy, but he called me a kraut. And
well, that's a racist term.
Is he not a German himself?
And I kind of want to pick that up.
That's all. Okay. See, you start these... Killian, you are the slowest man in the world of finding things on your phone. Yeah. I can't believe it. Like,
do you know what you do?
You look like a turtle.
Yeah.
And we're hares. Yeah. And I look at you
with
pity.
It around. What you do is, he says the thing, oh, we got this thing. Then he goes to his phone. Then we cover, fill the time.
Yeah,
and then Killian, you jump back in as if no time has passed at all. You're like, yeah, so here it is. But we're already really far down a rabbit hole of like a new topic.
Or it could be,
whatever.
Actually, I can't find
I
it.
Actually just, listen
you're
back
just
to it
gone
sometimes
off
that
sometimes.
I hear it and I'm like, what?
I can't find it actually.
I did not hear you say that.
Yeah,
word.
It's like you look at the phone and as if time stops around you, you're like,
it's Anna's number one thing that she hates the most about me is that I disappear into the phone. So it's.
And your weird arse, she told me that as well.
Got a weird arse?
No, yeah. It's fine. I got a normal
three cheeks.
Arse.
We'll talk about that. Actually, even for the bonus, it's not. I'll tell you after, Tony. It's crazy.
No, I got
you
a normal arse.
Three cheeks. Which one would you prefer to poop out of?
They're attractive.
They're very attractive.
Hot and loud.
And a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh, my. Is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
It's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
Do you know what I realized? And I might say this because this is a really good observation that I had, but
okay.
I'm not going to say it. I'm going to give it to the bonus here. There's no Brian's anymore.
Brian's
are gone. There's no new Brian's. Brian,
baby Brian.
Brian doesn't seem like an old person's name.
No,
but it is.
Gary.
Gary's.
You think all the Brian's
Gary.
Are dead?
I'm Gary. I'm not thinking all the Brian's are dead, but I think there's no new Brian's. And Brian seems like a young person's name, and it's an old person's name now.
I know a couple of Brian's.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
But like
I know
my age.
Yeah, my age. But like there's no young Brian's.
Yeah.
No baby Brian's.
That is true.
Yeah, that's true.
So
maybe you're going to like notice that like you're going to randomly notice that all the people who died and like Storm Brian were called Brian.
Called Brian.
Wait a second. You're going to piece together a puzzle.
Storm Shane is coming up.
There's never going to be a Storm Shane.
Can we take a moment and appreciate the moment that the name Killian is having?
Cillian.
Your name is a different name. Your German name.
No.
You're thinking of Killian like our Killian Murphy. From
no.
Our Killian, not yours.
No, I think the name itself is a name. It's a Celtic name, Killian.
Celtic name.
And at the moment, it's won a World Cup and it's the best footballer in the world. At the moment, we have the best actor in the world. You know, it's and now one of the...
Here, what's Hansen's favourite footballer? Killian Mbappe.
That's I think we should appreciate the name Killian is having a bit of a moment, and it's not a kid being called Killian.
Do you want a kiss on the lips? What are you after?
Yeah,
I just want a bit of a clicks for Killian, you know, clicks for Killian.
Okay, Slay Queens.
Yeah, I think we're doing it, and we're there, and it was a name that I think Killian the name was sort of on the cusp of being like a common name. And I think we're breaking through and we're coming to mainstream name. I think we've done it. I feel like we're like a startup that's now... Shane literally just yawned.
That was like an aggressive yawn in your face.
I just yawned.
It was like... It was
I've
like
been perfectly chicken cherry all morning and I was actually had a few drinks last night. So actually, like I just had a quick...
That
was
like
a brief
MGM
yawn.
Lion of yawns.
It wasn't. It was tiny. It was actually very brief.
It was a brief yawn.
Sorry. Yeah.
I just think that
you're coming for me, girl.
It ain't Killian's coming mainstream, and I'm hearing them. I'm seeing them everywhere, and I love seeing them, and I love it.
Great. And if you have any boring facts you want to share with us, let us know.
Okay.
YH Sheep. No.
Okay.
I need a mental note. Must attack Tony more.
Yeah,
because
you can.
I'm always attacking Killian.
No, I hear you.
And you know what? It's attacking Killian is fish in a barrel. It's so easy. He's always saying something so adorable that you can just rather than just say sweet,
spraying
you pick
himself
at
with
it.
Shoe spray.
Spraying himself with shoe spray.
Feel free.
Is this what these look like on the other side? I've never seen the other
side
of an anonymous thing.
Yeah, they're not great.
So we've got questions.
Yeah, we have the opportunity to veto as many as if we like.
Okay. So these are questions from
these are questions, anonymous, secret questions from our admirers. Do you like us? Oh, my God. Our first question, can we be besties?
No, I don't think that's possible.
No, I appreciate the gesture of wanting to be best friends, but actually you wouldn't like us.
Yeah. Well, I think you would. We're actually really pleasant. I think we're nicer than we appear on the podcast. We're all kind of people pleasery. And I think, yeah, you would like us.
I'm such a people pleaser. That's my problem. Do you know what I mean? I always put myself kind of on the back burner. And I'm just, for 2024, I'm just going to be a pig about myself and just make my own decisions that only affect me. No, do you know what I mean? No, I'm standing in my power.
I found I was there for Laura and I was there through thick and thin. And then Brian breaks up with me. And where is she? I'm a people pleaser, and where is she for me?
No, and I'm so happy for her and Jose, but at the same time, I just...
Jose.
I have no room in my heart for new besties.
I do.
You are probably the closest now friends that I've made now that I've let
in the last 10 years. Yeah, I would say that as well. Mm. And also, I'm stopping remembering people's names that I'm meeting, so it's too late. Like, well, I don't...
I'm not saying no Hollywood. To new besties. I'm very open to it. And one of the best... qualities of someone, especially people in their older ages, to be open to making friends with people of all ages. And this is not a natural way to become a friend, is to just send an anonymous question and say, can we be besties? But if you kind of bumped into me in a cafe and you made a funny joke, or we were walking along the road and it turns out we were both wearing the same jacket. I like when people make a big deal out of that. And if you made a big deal out of it, I would say we could probably quite easily be besties.
So, yeah, just...
get a jacket.
You tried something here. It hasn't worked for you, hon, right? Find Killian. See what jacket he's wearing, right? Go home or buy the jacket or do something. Then go back out and say, oh my God, we're the same jacket.
It doesn't even have to be the same jacket. What if we're both wearing jackets?
What if we're both wearing...
both go, oh, jackets.
Could happen. I find... do you ever meet people now and like you're like, oh, I'm getting on really well with them. Like, we should go for a pint sometime. Like, I'm sorry, that's never happening.
Terrifying.
It's never happening.
It's terrifying.
I would love to do it, but I'm sorry. I have an Excel spreadsheet of like 250 names and I can't even bump you up to 249.
There's about 6 or 7 people I will talk to and that's it.
Yeah. With the greatest respect,
I kind of worry that I don't actually have any friends. Like, Anna was away for 4 days there and I didn't know who to call. I was like, what the fuck do I do?
I pass your house all the time on my bike. I should tell you.
Yeah, not kidding.
We'd go to 3FE. I'd go for a coffee with you.
Okay, that's good to
break
hear.
Would you prefer to go for a coffee or a
coffee?
Pint?
I think I'm going to go off the bastard drink for a while. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay,
done some damage to you.
I love calling it the devil drink.
The bastard drink was so fun.
Especially with a little smile.
I might go off the but then I'm going to straight now, so I have to drink over there because I have to make friends. I was saying this to you that I have to be. Was I saying this on the bonus last time or whatever it was? Because I'm going to Australia, none of my pals are going. I'm going to have to actually go and like message other comedians who I've only like really shared some likes with on Instagram and go, hey, are you around? Or do you want to grab a drink?
The making of you.
I know, but I have to. I just don't want. I only want to talk to the 7 or 8 people that I know.
Come back with an Aussie accent and not talk to us.
Oh no. No, no way,
guys! Help. I'm so sorry to let you know.
A cyclone.
I'm doing a podcast with some guy who was in Neighbours 42 years ago.
Yeah. Me and Margot Robbie have become besties.
Me and Al.
Next question.
Margot Robbie are the same jacket as me. have you done drugs? I've done some drugs. I wouldn't say I've done all of them. You can veto this question if you'd like.
Yeah, I have. I drink coffee every morning. That's a drug.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And if love is a drug, then I'm addicted.
I love it. There's a Brass Eye episode of, and it's just called
that was
Drugs.
That was good.
Very good. Sorry. I was super preoccupied. There's a Brass Eye episode where like it's like about drugs and Chris Morris is there and there's like a counter full of pints and it's like, you know, people say drink is a drug. It's not a drug, it's a drink. it just takes a sip.
It's not a drug, it's a drink.
It's a drink. I have only really done marijuana now, I'd say, in the last 5 years, I'd say.
I've gone out of the way of all that carry on.
I'm hoping
I would have a panic attack. I never did anything that raised like a cup of coffee can sometimes send me, so no.
Okay, which design do you all prefer? Republic of Ireland or Northern Irish Mr. Tato design?
Oh, did you know that the Northern Irish one predates the Southern Irish?
The Southern Irish?
the Free State.
I find the Southern Tato Irish looks a bit gormless.
It was made after. The Northern Irish is the original Mr. Tato.
Really? But he looks so contemporary.
Yeah, so there you go. That's a little bit of info. And people love Mr. Tato. I was I saw a load of kids see Mr. Tato.
Weeks ago.
And weeks ago, I was at the Paddy's Day Parade and I saw, and the kids loved him.
I think he looks very, very boring. The Republic of Ireland one, I think he looks very, looks like a dry shite. He looks like the sort of person that, like, your mate says, I'm going to go get a drink. And you're like, yeah, grand. And he didn't even realize he was standing there the whole time. You have to make conversation with him. Like, oh, God. And he's just there, big fucking spud head on him.
I'll tell you, a good thing happened, though. When we were, when Mr. Tato was coming along and all the kids were going, woo! And then my mum went, yay, it's Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, God.
That's, like, that's a different fucking...
Wrong potato.
Wrong potato.
You said recently in a podcast, your mouth doesn't cringe. I think you should fucking lean into her. Like, how does that feel? How does that feel? Cringe.
She doesn't care. She doesn't. She
in terms of the design, I think I prefer the...
ROI for me, Republic of Ireland Tato is better looking than the other Tato.
In terms of taste, Republic of Ireland Tato is better. In terms of design, I got to stick with the OG.
I prefer the bag. I just... prefer the Northern Irish looking lad. I think he looks okay. Better. I prefer the bag and I prefer the crisp, bold colours. Mm.
Crisp.
So we're divided on that. Mm. Crisp. Crisp. do you think Instagram Reels, TikTok's rise in popularity has changed comedy for the better or not? I was thinking about this recently.
It's changed mine for the better.
I mean, it's definitely changed all of ours for the better, so it would be hypocritical.
Well, what's
be
the question? Your Instagram,
Has Instagram Reels and TikTok's rise in popularity, well, that's specific to Instagram Reels and TikTok, changed comedy for the better or not? Okay, so that's a bit different. Because I would say that there's an element of some people who are technically comedians who are verbatim taking other people's jokes. And
it's insane.
That's a bit insane.
There are some people, like, I mean, it's word for word, one of your sketches, and like... Mm. They just do it, and it's mental. And these people do them, and they do, like, I don't know. They just scroll through, find something that they find it funny, and they just repeat exactly that joke.
Mm.
And like, it'll get fucking whatever. It'll get the views and the clicks, and they get followers. And there's no, I don't know. There's a weird thing with.
That's not a comedian. I feel very strongly about that. I'm like, that's a TikTok thing. You go ahead. Mm. That's what you want to do. But you're not a comedian for that. And I think people should really watch themselves calling themselves comedians, because I know that as a video comedian, it's different to a stand-up comedian.
Mm.
But in stand-up, it would be an absolute disgrace to take someone else's stand-up jokes.
Yeah.
It would be. You'd be fucking called out on it really quick.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's an ethical thing. It's like, you just, it's someone else's IP, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
someone else's joke. You can't do it. And you're not a comedian if what you do is you do the trends. That's not being a comedian. That's being a person with a phone.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, that's one extreme. And then you've got, but then it's also just the accessibility, the editing tools that people have access to, you know, the actual quality that you can actually make on a reel or a TikTok. I think people are making some very, very funny content.
Oh, my God. So, I mean, if it's changed comedy for the better, I think it has. I think it's created a new space where people who are comedians are able to start, because comedy clubs are, first of all, you know, historically not a very inclusive place, even though there are a lot of really inclusive, great comedy clubs, and, that you know, they seem to be making efforts in that kind of way, but they are not inclusive. And they're also kind of intimidating and like surrounded in alcohol and like that kind of nightlife scene. And, you know, it's you're making a little funny video on your phone. It's a really easy way to start doing comedy, which is, I think, allowed a wider, the more people doing something, you know, often the more mindset you're getting into something, then the better. Mm. And I think it's like been, I think we're in a kind of golden age of some, I laugh so much on my phone.
Mm. Yeah.
I see things, I cackle. Like, that is so funny.
And everywhere. You can laugh anywhere. You can laugh on the bog. You can laugh in your car. You can laugh.
Yeah.
You pop a headphone in while you're in the queue for something, while you're in, you know, getting your NCT. It's amazing that you can do that. I will say that I think we're going to look back in like 10 years at this kind of time. And I think this time has to be viewed a little differently for live comedians who do kind of transfer, which we are, you know. And I think there's a kind of a period that is like, it's different. Like, previously it was like you blow up is because you have the whole thing together on stage. Yeah. And I think we're going to have to accept that there is kind of a learning period for comedians who do blow up. And I think you're probably going to see, for the first time ever, people's actual progression. More than you would have seen previously. Other stuff probably shouldn't have been shown. Comedians be like, well, I don't have it yet.
Yeah.
But we actually are seeing the warts and all of live comedians transferring, you know, ourselves included, and improving over time. Which at first I kind of balked at the idea. And I'm like, oh, I wish I just kind of had my shit together. But I'm like, kind of accepted that that is just the progression of how things are. And you will see the words and all.
That's why I need to do a show till I'm like, I'm properly there. And I feel like I'm there. But like if I tried to do like a big show like last year, before I really, you know, got my teeth into stand up, you know, it would have been shit.
Yeah. That is what Bren Berry did tell me. He was like, I could book you for Vicar Street, but I've seen a lot of comedians who have come out before it already, and I think it set them back, and I think you should wait.
Yeah, that's true.
Which was nice of him to say. Mm. Anything more on that, or we can move on?
I think it's been great, and obviously it's like why I'm sitting here today.
I think it's really different. They're really different. So the comedy that people can create through videos in the style of their own home, their own style, whatever, it's different to a person who's a stand-up comedian. There's a much different thing. And I think people think of like comedians, they might start listing off, comedians in Ireland, they list off a lot of people who do a lot of stuff online, but actually there's loads of shit-hot comedians, stand-up comedians who don't do that online stuff, but are like so wonderful to watch.
Oh,
enjoy.
Yeah. Like, do yourself 100%. A favor. Go see, like, you know, John Cleary or like, you know, all
like, up-and-comers like John Cleary.
But like, isn't he... A good example of someone who
he's
wouldn't
sensational.
Go anywhere.
He's brilliant.
Like Barry Murphy, like, doesn't know what the internet is.
That's
like,
true.
Is like the funniest live.
Yeah. All right. Who would play each of you in a Young Hot Guy biopic, and why?
We would play ourselves.
I would like to play myself.
I want mine to be like a load of different actors play at different times, like when Cate Blanchett played Bob Dylan, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'll have that, please.
If she'll take the job after you talk shit about her.
No, not Cate Blanchett, but you know, stuff like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Who would I like? Who? Michael Fassbender, because he's a lot older than me. Jamie Dornan, that would be great. I'd love Jamie Dornan. Mm-hmm. He's the king of being an incredibly thoughtful, like, you know, person who takes his art very seriously, and then starring in some complete
tangers.
Shite.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm like, Jamie, what are you doing? And he did Belfast, and you're like, oh, and he's talking in the interviews. He goes, you know, it's so interesting being that character and, you know, taking that role on and all that kind of stuff. And then you see him in like
Wild Mountain Time.
In like Wild Mountain Time or in fucking 50 Shades of Grey. Mm. And he's like, I fell out of the helicopter, but I just came straight to you. I just walked away from that wreckage and just came straight
What's
to you.
Dakota Johnson's whole deal? Like,
she lost. She's after losing it for me now.
She did lose it a bit.
I was into her for so long and now I'm like, would you shut up, actually?
Is she just like, is her thing kind of like, I think she's been trying to do more art house movies in the last couple of years that haven't really landed. Mm. And I think she is a good actor, but she's kind of like, she kind of just like take the money and run. And then like, I'll do this out of obligation, but nothing more.
She said that thing about the Nepo. She's like, it's not interesting. It was like, oh my God, you bitch. Like,
what did you say?
She was like, oh, this whole Nepo baby, because she's a third generation Nepo baby.
Don Johnson is her dad. And who's the Melanie Griffith? Is her mom?
Yeah, and Melanie Griffith has a Hollywood mom as well.
It's
so
weird because she seems like the kind of person who could hold being a Nepo baby.
Yeah, she should have. But what she did was she turned it back and she was like, she's like, that's so boring. If you're a journalist writing about that, write about something else. And it was like, oh, you're being a bitch now. That's actually
big fuck off energy.
Big fuck off, but school bully bitch. Mm. Like it wasn't, you know what I mean? It was like, you're not a nice girl. That's
kinda
why
like, doesn't treat her waiters right or something like that. Like kind of just, it's funny because like she did that interview that went viral with Ellen and everyone was like, oh, she's a bit of a
queen.
And then she did that interview where the guy, like that bit of her
was trying to slag Madame
trailer Madame. Went viral and then he shouldn't have asked that question. I think that was wrong.
That's bad journalism.
But then she kind of like was a bit weird in the response. It was kind of like,
oh, I think, well, the response to her response was quite positive. I think she was kind of like, oh yeah, let him kind of stew.
The response is, oh Lord, hear us, we pray.
Okay.
Oh Lord, give us your love.
Yeah, but then there was that really funny thing when she starred in those movies that were like costume dramas and people just wouldn't have it. Like they were like, that face knows what a Wi-Fi password is.
Yeah.
It was just like, she does have one of those faces. Mm. That was one of my issues with Doom. I feel like Zendaya looks like a millennial, like or a Gen Z. And I kept looking
Timothy Chalamet more so.
I kept looking at both of them and I was like, I know both of those guys. Like, they look like Disney kids. Like, they just have a vibe where they... I was like, they know what musical theater is. I know that they can dance a two-step. I just can't get it out of my head. They don't look like ancient... I was watching Lord of the Rings the other day. I was looking at Frodo's face. I was like, it's the face of a little hobbit.
Mm.
That's a little hobbit. I believe that man is only 3 to 4 feet tall. Whereas that hobbit is only 3 to 4 feet tall. Whereas with, you know, Timothy Chalamet is not very strong. I don't think he could beat up someone.
But that's not the point. He's got magic, you know? He's got the Bene Gesserit powers. And I love this. The set design looks like when he's wearing all his regal shit in like Dune 1, like you kind of buy it. And the way Oscar Isaac kind of has that kind of like floaty, kind of like curly hair.
He looks it.
You know, they look like they're related and you can see, you know, sense that he's like a duke.
He has a regal element to him.
You're turning this back into a film podcast.
Anyway,
I just want to say he knows he's taken the subway before. When I look at his face,
I disagree. I think he looks old, like a little Victorian.
He did the planking like little, viral trend.
What's that pear soap kind of little baby? I think he looks like.
No, looks,
anyway, look, I would like Julian Clary to play me in a biopic.
Okay.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck? Thank you very much. What's Shane's go-to chipper now that Mazzoni's and Harold's Cross is gone?
Oh, I've taken up with the one on Lennon's Corner.
Taken up with?
Yes. Vico. Vico.
Oh, Vico.
Or could be Vico. I don't know.
I've taken up with them. Funny yeah. way of so taking.
Thank you for reaching out on that one.
He's off the bastard.
Okay, so can I just say, I obviously moved to that part of Dublin and I ordered a Mazzoni's and you can get chips in the Mazzoni's in Harold's Cross.
They're not chipper chips.
They're chips.
They're not chipper chips.
They're not chipper chips, mate.
What? They're mate. Chips.
They're not chipper chips,
they're
mate.
They're not chipper chips, mate.
What you're not getting is so easy to understand. They're not chipper chips.
Yeah, French fries. They're like a McCain. Some of you microwaved out of your fucking oven,
they're
mate.
Chips,
like
man,
what you get with a kid's meal.
Yeah. They're not chipper chips, mate.
They're not chipper chips, mate.
I was jealous of you guys saying that, so I joined in.
Yeah, they're not chipper chips.
They're not chipper chips, mate.
Mate, what the fuck?
Are you having a laugh, mate? They're not chipper chips, mate.
Pull the other one.
Duck fat.
Why can't Germans tolerate spicy food?
Sorry?
Why can't Germans tolerate spicy food?
Well, I don't know if the person wrote his message is Irish.
Nine question marks after that as well.
But like, Germans not having spicy food, pot calling the kettle black. That well, Irish people can't handle spicy food.
You don't know where they are. Don't assume.
Okay.
Make
well,
an asset of you.
Okay. I'm assuming you're from maybe, you know, somewhere spicy. Somewhere spicy. Come to Germany, right? And try some of the fucking mustard that we have.
That's
come to
true.
Germany. No, you come to my house. You come to my house and I will put a big bowl of Senf in front of you. And you know what? In Germany, we have a word they don't even have in English called scharf, which is to say
you
that
shit
something
yourself because it feels so bad.
It's sharp. Okay, there's spicy.
Sorry,
and then there's high.
We have a word you don't have in English. It's scharf, and it means sharp.
No. It's a word you don't have. It's called sharp. It means when something is sharp.
No, it's
move
it's,
on. He's no, that's yeah, yeah. He's
no, it's
no too weird,
no,
Killian.
No,
too weird.
No, but it's a
Killian. We're running out of time.
Okay, okay, okay. Although I will say this, currywurst. Yeah, it is the worst. What were your honest first impressions of each other?
Oh, that's a fun one. Well, Killian moved into the house that my boyfriend lived in and it was exciting for us because only girls lived there before and then there was a cute boy and we were like, ooh, and then we'd have a little like playful crush on Killian and it was like, Killian just came out of the shower with his towel. Ooh. I don't even think that actually happened, but that's what I thought of Killian.
Yeah, I really liked Shane and Ray would go up in the room and watch movies and I was always like, what are they doing in there?
Yeah, we had sex as well. We used to have sex.
And then like when Ray moved out, I just saw his anime collection.
We used to have sex.
And I was like, there's so much anime. I think they were watching a lot of anime.
Yeah, we hentai maybe. Well, I'm glad to know how you felt
Tony,
about each other.
First
day
I met Tony was different because obviously Tony was a viral person who I knew had a parasocial relationship with before.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So there was like, I knew his videos and his videos were iconic. And but I mean, it was like a kind of, maybe I was a little more awkward because well, then afterwards I googled Shane and heard that he had come second and So You Think You're Funny. So then I started freaking out.
Oh,
so
fair.
Actually, I was kind of probably a bit nervous around both of you.
I think I met Shane first. We were walking down the road and you were chatting to Terry because you knew my wife.
I knew your wife, yes.
And I thought, oh my God, this guy's really cool. Like, he's got very funny. You were very kind of like sharp.
Was it Christmas time?
Around Christmas time. And I thought you were very funny. And I knew you were a comedian and I thought, like, oh, he's like a proper stand-up. And I was also like, because he knows Terry, he might have gone to NCAD and he might be like an art school kind of person, was my assumption. And I thought, that seems pretty cool. Killian, my first impression of you was, I saw your videos, and I'm like, oh my God, this guy's really funny. And where did this guy come from? Is he a comedian? And then I think I messaged you in one of your videos, and you were so like, oh my God, oh hi. And I was like, no, it's gone now. You seemed cool. Is that going to go? And now he's kind of like, been like, you know, oh, thanks so much, man. Like, I love you. And I'm like, oh, fuck, this is bullshit now. I thought you were someone I could latch onto, and I feel like you're latching onto me. And I'm like, this is, you know what I mean? You fucked it now.
So it's good to know that I did fuck it. There you go.
You did fuck it.
I thought Tony seemed like a much more nicer and friendlier man than I thought. I thought he'd be a cool dude.
Oh, yeah.
But actually, you are a cool dude, but I thought you'd be a bit affectedly cool.
Oh, he's very nice. Yeah,
I thought you might be.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But actually, he was very friendly. Yeah. We met in Edinburgh before that, though. Like, hey, how's it going?
Oh, yeah.
We were all drinking on the bench.
Were we?
In the loft, yeah. But yes. I met you then. But yeah, I do recall. It felt like you guys were in a hurry, but Terry was listening to me shite on.
Would I have been?
The first time we met was when we did that calendar. First time we properly, the three of us got together was in the calendar. And we were, I think we all knew, we got a drink very early in the day and we were like semi-nude in minutes. So it was quite like a real baptism of fire in terms of friendship.
We're semi-nude now, bottom half.
Yeah, we are. We take it all off.
We keep totally that anytime we
each week for the podcast, we take down our pants.
That's I don't know if we told you guys that, but that's how we do that. It's a strict rule for the podcast is that we must have a fair bit showing.
That's true. My penis has a nice breeze on it. Do you think my... This seems like someone's actually just looking to be like, this is the only thing that's on their mind. And I hope you get some, you know. Anyway, do you think my ex will eventually reach out to me? We were with each other for 7 years, been broken up 4 months.
It's too early for you to say, babe, just hold tight.
Hold tight.
Hold firm. You can do this.
It's tough. It's best if they don't. It is best if they don't. It's, oh, it's tough, but it's just going to like, it's going to reopen the wound, but it's best if they don't. It's just one of the really tough things.
This is, I don't know. Yeah, that sounds like it's on your mind, but I do think there is a real thing of being with someone for like 7 years and then you break up and then, I don't know which one of you it's going to be, but you like within a year will meet your person and you will like be, you know, have a kid in like, it's like a real traditional thing. It's like within 2 years, be like married and have a kid on the way.
They might not reach out to you at all and it'll be okay.
But it could be you who doesn't reach out to them. It's kind of like one of those things.
But I can't say I have nothing but sympathy for you because literally every 7 years, isn't it? Like you don't have a single cell that has not been regenerated from the past 7 years. You're kind of your own kind of atomic entity. So you've spent an entire atomic age with a person, you probably ingrained, you know, so ingrained in your habits is this person. And I would say that if you're ever feeling very sad, it's probably just lean into the idea that that's just old habits. And it's not, the brain will convince you that you're sad or you're forlorn, but it's really just old habits that you're familiar with and you're just carving out some new ones, okay? You'll be fine.
You'll be fine. And thanks for being like being vulnerable and letting us be vulnerable.
Who would win in a three-way Hell in a Cell match between all of you?
I love the juxtaposition of those questions.
Hell in a Cell?
A Hell in a Cell is that it's a wrestling ring. They put a big cage over the whole ring.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times in the matches, people climb out with the cage and climb up on top. And they're like fucking like 20 feet in the air fighting.
Can I say it'll be me? And can I say why I think it would be me who would win?
Cheating?
Okay. No. I think we would have to gang up on Shane. I think Shane would win. Bucky's favorite, right?
Shane probably would win. I think Shane would win.
But then we would maybe have to gang up on him. We'd realize that our way of guaranteeing last, not being last, is if we gang up on Shane. So maybe
I'd be terrified, though. I wouldn't be able to fight. I feel like I'd collapse. I wouldn't be able to do it.
Scout's knowledge. I think you.
A scout is a friend to all scouts. It's part of the scout law, as you well know. As you well know.
Well, I think this is the way it would work.
And then I think I'd beat you.
I think if it was a three-way. So let's not forget that wrestling itself is staged. So I think if we're thinking of this as a booker, what we would do. This is if I was a booker booking a match. This is what I think. Yeah. I put Shane as the baddie, and I don't know what gimmick I'd give him. Maybe I would just keep the gay thing and go back to like the 60s when people, you know, they could actually be like a baddie kind of guy.
Don't be afraid to use your nails, boys. Yeah, you know.
I think I would just be the kind of like weird, kind of like maybe masked kind of person who's somewhere in the middle, kind of an anti-hero. And I think I would put you as the baby face, as the good guy.
Okay.
You know, I'm like the future of, you know, the young book.
I don't know race wrestlers.
That's Triple H, you mean?
That's porn you're thinking of.
Triple X. Yeah. I could be your gimmick. Come over your cock out.
MILF.
No. I'd like to be beaten first, right, and be like, oh, he's unconscious, and then like that was easy, get the little gay out of the way, and then you guys have a really good fight, and then when one of you, whoever wins, is like soaking up the glory around the thing, I actually get up and smack the other one out with the other one's body. I'd pick up Killian, swing him, remember the feet, knock out Tony, and then I'd be the king. That's what I'd like if I was to write it.
If that was a finishing wrestling move, what would you call it? Would you call it a finishing move? You'd have to lean into the camp.
You'd have to lean into the camp. Yeah. Bats for the other team. Homo run.
Homo run is so good.
Yeah, homo run.
That's so strong.
Yeah. So am I.
I agree.
It's dangerous. Kids play wrestling. And like, I remember my brother jumping off a really high bed. Wrestling, just dangerous as fuck. Like, really hurt himself.
Yeah, we just get really into it. Stuff. Do front flips.
Yeah, like you try it all.
Don't try this at home. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're right. Come on, I absolutely will.
Are you kidding?
Mick Foley. I'd like to be like Mick Foley.
I'd like to be like Mick Foley.
Take a lot of pain.
Hang on, just one more here. We can end with this. Love the podcast, but disappointed by the lack of thirst traps, though. slow-mo video of Tony letting down his hair, maybe? Or behind-the-scenes video of that profile pic photo shoot? Hashtag butts. So,
Our butts.
Just our butts. So what do we do? We do that? We can promise that.
We don't lean into the young hot guys thing enough. Like the sexual kind of part
sexual.
Of it. We should be more sexual.
When's a good time of year for like, now we could do like, how do we tie it in?
Yeah.
That we're doing a sexy pic for something.
I mean, it could be a beach shoot. Could it?
Yeah. When's Men's Day? That November? It's just miles away.
I don't identify with them.
There's Men's Day.
International Men's Day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I worked with this guy a couple of times, and when it was when it was International Women's Day, this guy they were like, "Oh, there's cupcakes and stuff down the canteen," and it's like everyone's welcome and everything. The woman's really nice about it. And he's like, "International, when's International Men's Day?" And then I said, "We had one." I was like, "They had like talks on mental health and fitness and all. Remember they had it?" And he was like, "You'd need the mental health talks because of the women." And I was like, what a fantastic, I mean, it's a great joke, bad as well, but like, fantastic. Oh, fantastic committing to your, good sticking
volley.
To your guns.
Good volley.
No, it was like, they had stuff for the men. It was totally fine as well. They also probably had cake as well. Yeah. It was like,
you
they
never
did.
Have a lad just be like, do you know what? You're right and I was wrong.
Yeah. And he goes, oh, never mind then.
You're straight pride. Right. And I was actually, when is straight pride?
They were like, men are welcome. They were all real nice about it.
What
was like
the Olympics where everyone's on drugs?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
We could do an Olympian. Could we do a new calendar or something?
I think we should.
Yeah, we'll do a new calendar.
Full cock.
Shoot. I think the Zoomers, though, they do kind of lean into like, oh, hey, look, this is my comedy page. You know, this is my Depop, and here's if you want to see me naked. And, like,
they do, they like cool TikTokers have like OnlyFans and all. Yeah.
Like. So I think we should do that.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. I mean,
I don't want to show my wink.
I mean, I don't want to be coercing you into this. I feel like I'm forcing you into this.
No, I'm
I feel like I'm using my age.
I'm literally joining a gym today. Joining a gym today, I'm Why? Not going to drink. Yeah. I'm off the bastard
You're
drink.
You're off the bastard
drink. No, it's gone. I've sworn off the bastard drink. And I'm going to become like a really fit, healthy person. And I'd say I'll be calendar ready in, give me 3 months.
Isn't it amazing that we have photo or video evidence or audio evidence of you actually turning your life completely around and getting super jacked? Because this is the moment. And it's crazy that we actually have it.
Yeah, we have it. Because guys, you have no idea this what's coming.
No,
some
no
people
idea.
Wait a lifetime for a moment like this.
For a moment like this.
I liked the questions. Can we do a full main questions as well?
Yes, let's do it.
It's only for
leave
the
that story up. And I know, but I know the bonus won't mind.
I'll leave it. Well, do you know what I want to do as well, which will be coming up on another main feed, is that we'll be putting out people's confessions and then we'll be responding to their confessions and delegating penance.
Because somehow this has unofficially become Ireland's lapsed Catholic podcast somehow. From all the lapsed Catholics in Ireland.
I think just we like it though, by the way. I don't know if everyone does like it. But anyway, thank you so much for being, you are certainly not a sinner. You are a saint for subscribing to this podcast and doing it a hard thing, which is opening up a URL, putting in a, you know.
We're syndicated in Spain now. It's called Chicos Catalicos.
Oh, wow.
So that's going on there. They're translating it live. They do a
I haven't actually got my check for the dubbing of that, actually. No, so I'll have to get off to the guy.
Yeah, the guy who does your dubbing has a really high pitched voice.
Does he?
Yeah. Mm.
Mi niño, Sammy. Ay, 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 Daddy. Ay, ay, ay.
Me and Jay got the
me game. Gusta, chicos. Shane.
Mi padre. Alemania. Almande. Mi padre.
What a fun. And look, a little thing for you guys. A little thing.
Let's get that clipped.
Let's get that.
Snow is falling all around me.
Okay, Tony's out the door.
Sorry, Jesus.
You should say sorry to Jesus more often, I think.
They're attractive. They're very attractive.
Hot and loud.
And a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh my, is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
It's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.